A terrific Thursday to each of you, and welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. One of the secrets to the Grizzlies' success over their 10-game winning streak, and basically since the start of December, is Memphis is finally putting together a stretch of consistently playing a full 48 minutes of basketball led by Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. The details on that, plus a tough matchup against the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the FedEx Forum. We'll preview that on this edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Here we go.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, one and all, to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. Certainly hope wherever you are, wherever you're listening, and wherever you may be watching, you're having a great start to your Thursday. My name is Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. You can find the show at Locked On Grizzlies. I'm a credentialed media member with the Grizzlies, covering the Grizzlies now for 4 years, right for them over at Grizzly Bear Blues, your host here at Locked On Grizzlies, your Grizzlies every single day. Podcast is available. Free on all platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the Odyssey app. Free here on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button below. Let us know you enjoyed the show. Let us know that others can find the show. It just makes the overall experience the best it can be for everybody involved. And certainly want to thank you for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. The big reason why is because what else would you want to hear? What else would you want to talk about than a team in the Memphis Grizzlies that now are third in the Western Conference? They have not only won 10 straight games in a row, this is one of the best positions the Grizzlies have been in as a potential playoff team in franchise history. Yes, we are either at or near the peak. I've not done the exact breakdown myself of the, you know, how well we've been playoff position this late into the season before. But without a doubt, the Grizzlies are playing some of the best basketball we've seen in franchise history. But one of the biggest reasons why the Grizzlies are playing some of the best basketball they've ever played in the history of the franchise right now is because the Grizzlies are accomplishing the one goal that they've always wanted to accomplish off Taylor Jenkins. The one goal that they have set out to do time in and time out once they take the basketball court, and that's play a full 48 minutes of basketball. That's correct. We're not talking about that being a cliche. We're not talking about that being, you know, something, you know, figurative or, you know, something fantastical. The Grizzlies' goal has been playing an effective game of 48 minutes. You've heard Ja Morant talk about it. You've heard anywhere from Ja Morant to Kyle Anderson to John Conchar. Coach Taylor Jenkins hits on it all the time. A full 48 minutes of basketball where the Grizzlies are playing effective basketball both on both ends of the court. And the numbers are beginning to show that is a huge reason why Memphis is having the success that it's having. And it's been quite the turnaround in terms of them playing that full 48 minutes of basketball. Because if you go back, to the last time the Grizzlies played Minnesota. The Grizzlies have played Minnesota two times already this year. They beat them in overtime in Memphis, and they lost to them by quite a bit in Minnesota. So you're looking at the Grizzlies, the one of the best early season examples of them playing a full 48 minutes when they beat Minnesota in Memphis, but also one of the best examples of how them not playing a full 48 minutes really hurt them when they played against the Timberwolves in Minnesota. But the thing that stands out is that back on November 20th, the Grizzlies were one of only four teams in the NBA to have a negative net rating per quarter. Basically, at the end of the day, the Grizzlies were coming out losing each and every quarter that they played, despite having a near 500 record. That was back on November 20th. A big reason why that is because of how many big-time losses the Grizzlies were experiencing. But over the past 6 weeks, from from November 20th through January 6th, the Grizzlies not only improved, but they went from being one of four teams with a negative net rating in all four quarters in the NBA to being one of only six teams as of January 6th to have a positive net rating in every quarter. That's how outstanding of a transformation, how outstanding of an evolution, of a turnaround, whatever you want to call it, the Grizzlies have experienced this year. They've gone from being a team that was playing at their opponent's level or lower each quarter to now being at a level to where they're just thoroughly beating each and every one of their opponents every quarter. I mean, they're not winning every single quarter, every single game right now. But in terms of the collective overall, the Grizzlies are playing better than their opponents on average each and every quarter of each and every game to show that a full 48 minutes is being played. And the way that it starts out, looking over their past 15 games, but really these numbers reflect what the Grizzlies have been doing over their past 25 games. But over the past 15 games, when you compare the Grizzlies' set of last 15 games to the rest of the league's last 15 games, the Grizzlies, in terms of first quarter production, they're fourth in defensive rating and ninth in net rating. What the Grizzlies are doing early in games is they are using their defense to get stops. And though sometimes the Grizzlies' offense itself is a bit slow, the starting lineup and then the bench coming in are doing an effective job of limiting opponents from getting into an early rhythm to be able to get a big lead against the Grizzlies, whereas the Grizzlies a lot of times are able to find a pretty significant lead because their offense is getting going. But a big key for this Grizzlies team this year, unlike in the past, is that the second quarter has been a huge area of benefit for Memphis. I don't think at any one point the Grizzlies have been the best second quarter team over a long stretch of time in the NBA, but they've consistently been among the top five, six, or seven in terms of performance in the NBA, of teams in the NBA in the second quarter. And that has really helped the Grizzlies either continue to establish a lead that they've set in the first quarter or be able to come back and regain the lead in the second quarter. Over the past 15 games, the Grizzlies are fifth in offensive rating, fifth in defensive rating, fifth in net rating. You want to talk about a balanced, effective approach. The Grizzlies are a top five team over their past 15 games in the second quarter, and that makes a huge difference because what it shows is that not only is the Grizzlies' bench being effective when it comes into the game for the first time, but the starters, when they come back in, are able to maintain the success that the Grizzlies have. So top five in the NBA in terms of second quarter performance is a huge reason why the Grizzlies are able to set the tone early, but not only that, maintain that tone as time goes on. But another key reason, and this is probably the biggest reason why the Grizzlies have won 10 in a row, probably one of the biggest reasons why the Grizzlies have been able to win 21 out of their past 25 games, the turnaround in the third quarter. I've talked about it, you know, through the early part of December. I talked about it on many occasions. One of the biggest benefits that the Grizzlies have been able to use in order to win games, especially against more competitive teams in their first 2 years against Taylor Jenkins, was Taylor Jenkins making effective halftime adjustments, especially on the defensive end. The Grizzlies putting it in place and then being able to use the third quarter as a way to extend leads or come back in games. Well, coming into early December, that wasn't the case. The Grizzlies were not that effective against opponents in the third quarter through the first month or so of the season, which was uncharacteristic of Taylor Jenkins and this Grizzlies team. But now, over their past 15 games, a big reason why Memphis has gone on such a hot streak is because they're once again winning the third quarter. Over the past 15 games, they are second in offense, fifth in defensive rating, and the Grizzlies are first in net rating. They once again, now actually, they're the best team in terms of third quarter performance. And we're talking about over the past 15 games, they've overcome the Warriors' third quarter performances. We've heard all year long how dominant the Warriors were in the third quarter of games. It's the Grizzlies who have been the best NBA teams in third quarters over the past 15 games, basically over the past month. And that proves that once again, the halftime adjustments are making an effective impact. And then when it comes to the fourth quarter, the Grizzlies are seventh in offense and ninth in net rating. Now, one of the reasons why the Grizzlies are a bit lower in the fourth quarter is, to be honest, there's been quite as many games. With how big of a margin of victory the Grizzlies are defeating teams at right now a lot of times, they're just not playing their best players every fourth quarter, so numbers are a bit down. But a big key to Memphis, a huge key to Memphis, is not only are they getting off to an effective start, not only are they finding ways to finish when they need to, like they did against Golden State the other night, But the huge, huge benefit for Memphis is that they are a top five team in net rating in the second quarter, and they're the best team in the NBA in the third quarter. They're connecting a hot start with a great body of work throughout the game with an effective finish. And a full 48 and consistent winning is the result of that. But while the team effort certainly stands out, the individual effort of the two cornerstones for this franchise in Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. also are making a key difference as to why the Grizzlies are playing that full 48 minutes. I'll discuss that in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to talk about a really fun topic. And that's daily fantasy sports. That's correct. We all love to play daily fantasy. And you know that with the NFL playoffs here now, that means when it comes to daily fantasy, you're going to have a lot of fun being able to play to see which players really stand out. Well, a lot of times the way that sites or outlets have daily fantasy set up, it may not be the correlate that well with you being able to have a good chance of profiting. Well, PrizePicks is the best DFS prop game on the market. You can pick from 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. And not only that, all of PrizePicks users that deposit and use the promo code will receive a 100% instant deposit up to $100. You just got to use the promo code NBA. Make sure you check out PrizePicks today. Go to prizepicks.com or open the app. Use the promo code NBA and get a 100% welcome bonus up to $100, a 100% instant match up to $100 through PrizePicks today. On tomorrow's edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, we'll review the game against the Minnesota Timberwolves and also preview a huge, huge playoff matchup versus the Dallas Mavericks, who have been playing quite well in their own right as of recently. They haven't gained any games on the Grizzlies, obviously, because of how well the Grizzlies have been playing, but a huge playoff matchup, not only to help the Grizzlies get a bigger lead in the Southwest Division, but again, to incrementally keep moving up and cementing their position among the top 3 or 4 in the Western Conference playoffs. That and much more on tomorrow's edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So yes, this Grizzlies team is playing a full 48 minutes now consistently at a much higher level than they have in the recent past, or really at any time under Taylor Jenkins. But the thing that stands out is this. Is that, yes, the Grizzlies are getting great contributions from their bench. Again, 6 out of the past 7 games, Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark have been able to score 25 combined points. And that is a huge benefit because that means that when the bench is playing its main part in games between the end of the first and early second quarter, and between the end of the third and the early fourth quarter, the Grizzlies are consistently winning the minutes where their best players are on the bench. And that just makes it harder. I mentioned it on, a couple of different shows across the Locked On Network, that I've been on as the Grizzlies have been winning. There's just not a lot of areas. There's not hardly any opportunity for opposing teams right now to figure out where in games they're going to get the advantage to beat the Grizzlies, because of how outstanding the Grizzlies are playing. That's what stands out about this Memphis team, is that there's just not a true area of the game right now, of the game flow or, how they're playing their games effectively, where teams are having success being able to beat them. But one of the things that stands out is that it certainly is a collective team effort for the Grizzlies with how they're playing early in games. They're getting the lead and maintaining the lead early in games because of the defense of the starting lineup and then the overall scoring ability of the bench. But then in the second half of games, that's really where the Grizzlies are allowing for their cornerstones. In the second half of games is where Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. are really contributing to the Grizzlies' cause. Right now, this season so far, Ja Morant, of all players that have played at least 25 or more games this year, Ja Morant leads the NBA in third quarter scoring. So you remember we talk about that in the past, the Grizzlies' big secret to success and their ability to make adjustments at halftime and be able to play well in third quarters has been defensive adjustments. Well, now they're combining that ability to make effective defensive adjustments with Ja Morant being able to score at a rate nobody else in the NBA is scoring to allow for balance, to allow for the Grizzlies to have an effective offensive approach to match their defensive approach. And that's a big deal. Ja Morant leading the NBA in third quarter scoring means that after the Grizzlies have played an effective first half, they now have their best player establishing himself consistently as the best player on the court to solidify leads, to really cement those leads the Grizzlies gain in the second half. A perfect example of this is when we saw Ja Morant and LeBron James in the third game that the Grizzlies played against the Lakers this year. LeBron James was having an outstanding game, but then Ja Morant comes in and matches him bucket for bucket, basket for basket in that third quarter. So you have a collective team effort of the starters playing good defense and the Grizzlies bench holding on to the success that the starters have. And then you have Ja Morant, who plays off of that, and then early in the second half, consistently, game in and game out, Ja Morant is coming in and establishing himself on the offensive end of the court as the best player on the floor. But now flip it over to the fourth quarter. And after in the third quarter, where Ja Morant is establishing his ability to show he's the best player on the court offensively, in the fourth quarter, Jaren Jackson Jr. is stepping up and showing that he can be the most impactful player defensively. That's what happened on Tuesday night. Jaren Jackson Jr. set out most of the third quarter because he got into foul trouble. What happens? The Warriors score 39 points. Fast forward to the fourth quarter. Jaren Jackson Jr. is able to come back on the court. He plays the entire fourth quarter. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks. The Warriors only score 29 points. The Grizzlies find enough offense to win the game. The Grizzlies' cornerstones are stepping up and being impactful. We're seeing the Grizzlies' best talents consistently show that they can step up and in high leverage and closing minutes, they can make the most impact. They can be the best players on the court. They can be the difference makers. And don't get it wrong. It's not like the Grizzlies are having this success. It's not like Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. are having this success in second half of games against one of the weakest schedules in the NBA. The Grizzlies have beat the Nets on the road. They've now beat the Warriors. They beat the Suns. They beat the Lakers and LeBron playing like the best player in the world twice now. Through this stretch of Ja taking over in the third quarter and Jaren backing it up by leading the defense in the fourth quarter. Jaren Jackson Jr. leads the NBA in fourth quarter blocks. The only player with 20-plus threes, 20-plus blocks, and 60-plus rebounds. Jaren is being effective on both ends of the court. Again, we would love to see the consistency of Jaren be there for a full 48 minutes. But the thing that I think that stands out that needs to certainly have more attention drawn to it is that this consistency on both ends of the court, we want to see from Jaren the entire game. At the very least, he's showing that consistency on both ends of the court when it matters most in the fourth quarter. 40% from three on fourth quarter threes. Again, the only player in the NBA with 20-plus threes, 20-plus blocks, and 60-plus rebounds. That's how outstanding Jaren Jackson Jr. has been in the fourth quarter. But to key it all off, when the Grizzlies aren't getting a big lead and holding it against opponents, just as they did on Tuesday night when Ja Morant needed to take over in the latter minutes of the fourth, Ja Morant is second of all players who have played at least 10 games of clutch minutes where the game is within 5 points with five or less minutes to go in the game. Of all players that have played in 10 or more clutch time situations in games this year, Ja Morant is second in the NBA in scoring. That's how outstanding it is. So it's not just that the Grizzlies are playing a full 48 minutes. It's not just that the Grizzlies are being able to implement their defense, set the tone early, and maintained that success throughout the entire game. It's a result, it's a byproduct of their two best players consistently playing like difference-making, impactful sources on both ends of the court through the entire second half. We talk about the Grizzlies' ability to be able to come back in games or close games. One of the trademarks of a sustainable winner is this Grizzlies team over a 12-minute stretch of a game or an 18-minute stretch of a game, thoroughly dominating their opponent to get wins. That's exactly what they've been able to do. And a big reason why is either being led by Ja Morant on offense, being led by Jaren Jackson Jr. to play effective defense, or both doing it at the same time, like they've done in quite a few second halves over the past month or so to win games. So there's layers to this excitement. Once again, it's not just the Grizzlies playing a full 48 minutes. It's not just the Grizzlies once again having effective halftime adjustments. It's the fact that leading the charge is the Grizzlies' two best young talents who are starting to become consistent at a high level on both ends of the court to offer balance to this Grizzlies franchise. That's why it's so exciting. And we're going to get to see it again tonight against a Minnesota Timberwolves team that, despite a 20-21 record, have certainly been a difficult matchup for the Grizzlies over the past 18 or so months. We'll discuss in just a moment. But before we do, another thing that I want to talk with you about is BetOnline.ag. Listen, we talked about daily fantasy when it comes to prize picks, for you to be able to play different lineups against different props and things like that. But if in general, if you want to do more traditional wagering and betting on sports, BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way for you to do exactly that. You go to the website, which is new and improved, via your laptop or via your mobile device, and you simply put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Whether it's the NBA, the NHL, the NFL playoffs, NCAA basketball, whatever you choose to wager and bet on, BetOnline.ag is the thing for you to do. Again, go to BetOnline.ag right now. Put in the promo code Locked On and get 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. We can't thank you enough for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. But there's so many exciting things going on right now around the NBA. Make sure you check out the Locked On NBA podcast as your second listen of the day, and also the Locked On Now podcast for instant reactions to all the games that are going on around the league. That and much more across all forms of the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure you check it out after making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. So teams like the Grizzlies, once again, basically against anybody that they're playing, they are setting the tone early. They are setting the expectation that when they're out there on the court, the Grizzlies are going to be the team that's going to set the tone. It's going to be up to their opponents of whether or not they're going to be able to keep up without having much chance of beating the Grizzlies. But just because the Grizzlies have had quite a bit of success against very, very talented teams does not mean that there are still matchups out there right now from teams that seem to be less talented, that would seem to be less of an issue for the Grizzlies to play. There are still some teams, kind of like I say, the Warriors are the better team, but the Grizzlies have been a thorn in their side. Well, the Minnesota Timberwolves have been a thorn in the Grizzlies' side for over the past calendar year. You know, we go back to last year where the Grizzlies were able to pull off a big fourth quarter comeback to win the game, but for three quarters, they were dominated by the Minnesota Timberwolves' best players. And again, the last time these two teams played, the Grizzlies had one of their worst losses under Taylor Jenkins. Taylor Jenkins said it himself. He could not remember the Grizzlies playing worse in a game than they did against the Timberwolves. And a big reason why the Grizzlies are having trouble against the Timberwolves is because the Timberwolves are number one in the NBA in three-point attempts. And unfortunately, earlier this season, the Grizzlies just were not defending the three well. Whether it be variance, whether it be a lack of rotations, a lack of communication, the Timberwolves were burying their threes and they were burying the Grizzlies in the process. Fast forward to now, this Grizzlies team is completely different from their teams that were playing 6 weeks ago. But that doesn't change the fact that the Timberwolves definitely are a formidable matchup. They are a tough matchup for Memphis. And I do think that it could show Dillon Brooks' absence could really show as being something that makes an impact tonight. With the Timberwolves play right now, they're playing very average. They are in the middle of the pack when it comes to offensive rating, middle of the pack when it comes to defensive rating, and surprise, surprise, they're in the middle of the pack when it comes to net rating over their past 15 games. The point that I'm making is, though they're 9-6 over their past 15 games, they basically are playing at the level of their opponents, night in and night out. But the thing that stands out about Minnesota is that while their weakness on defense is defending the paint, defending inside the arc, they overcome that on offense by focusing on shooting as many threes as possible. And the thing is that they're continuing to get better and better at doing it. Karl Anthony Towns is having one of the best three-point shooting seasons a big man has ever had in the NBA. Anthony Edwards is now 45% from the field and 37% from three, having an outstanding second year. And we don't even need to talk about Malik Beasley or D'Angelo Russell for the Minnesota Timberwolves, because as Grizzlies fans who have seen the Timberwolves have recent success, both those players have done quite well against the Grizzlies over the recent past as well. So you've got several different Minnesota Timberwolves who have had success against Memphis. And so it comes right down to it. The thing that stands out is this. The Grizzlies are going to have to defend the three. That's what they're going to have to do. The Grizzlies are going to have to focus on defending the three, making the Wolves have to navigate past the Grizzlies contesting those threes and forcing the Wolves into shots inside the arc. And the Grizzlies have done outstanding. They have shown just how effective they are at getting out to the three-point line, making effective rotations, closing out, using energy. The Grizzlies showed that perfectly on display several times against the Warriors, where they're going to have to do it again tonight. That's the first thing. Defending the three at all costs is a key for the Grizzlies. But the second thing is at the cost of defending the three, the Grizzlies cannot afford to let big games happen for multiple players. They can't afford to have Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards be two of the best players on the court for long stretches of the game. The Grizzlies' defensive ability can certainly do that even without Dylan Brooks. It just may be a bit tougher right now because of the fact that the Timberwolves do have multiple options they can threaten the Grizzlies with. So defending the three, limiting Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns and Russell and at times Beasley from going off like they have against the Grizzlies over the past calendar year, which certainly helped. But the Grizzlies themselves, they simply need to play the style of basketball that has led them success over the past month. Getting into the lane, where not only are the Timberwolves among the worst teams in the NBA at defending two-point shots, but they also are arguably the worst team in the NBA when it comes to free throws. The Grizzlies need to aggressively get into the lane, attack the rim, and find ways to get extra possessions. Hopefully, Steven Adams playing in tonight's game will be a huge benefit to Memphis. And if he plays, the Grizzlies need to take full advantage of getting into the lane, finding high percentage shots in the lane at the rim, or getting to the foul line, getting those extra possessions, taking advantage of Minnesota's lack of discipline defending in the lane. While Memphis also has its ability to create extra possessions off the board, off the offensive boards. And they need to complement that with hopefully Desmond Bane and a few others stepping up to make threes. But the Grizzlies have an excellent opportunity tonight to where as much as the Timberwolves shoot the three, if the Grizzlies can contest those threes, if they can play good three-point defense, Memphis should be able to find the opportunity on offense to create that possession edge that they consistently create through offensive rebounds, through playing fast, through getting to the free throw line. The Grizzlies creating as much second chances as possible, which Minnesota is prone to allowing its opponents to do, that's how the Grizzlies can get a big victory tonight. The Grizzlies are going to be the better team on paper, and they're playing like the better team right now. But Minnesota is a very tough matchup for this Grizzlies team. How the Grizzlies can adjust and make sure that they don't let multiple Timberwolves take over the game for long stretches. They don't let the Timberwolves, who although they are first in the league in three-point attempts, they're 21st in accuracy, they don't let the Minnesota Timberwolves have a hot shooting night. If the Grizzlies can do that, you have to trust their offense to be able to get the win. Can't thank you enough for joining us here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Make sure to check out Locked On Grizzlies, obviously here on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button below. Myself at StatsSEC, the show at Locked On Grizz on Twitter, and at Locked On Grizzlies, obviously, where podcasts are available. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.